Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Tim Stenovek on Bloomberg Radio.
So remember a couple of years ago when graduating seniors were getting multiple job offers and they were actually leveraging those to boost their salaries? Well, a lot has changed since then. We've got huge companies in tech, finance, and consulting. These are places where young, ambitious students wanted to go work. They've been cutting costs and consolidating their workforces. Paulina Cachero and Francesca Maglioni interviewed a handful of college seniors who are grappling with a sluggish white-collar job market where companies navigating an uncertain economy and higher interest rates have pulled back on entry-level hiring. Paulina is personal finance and investing reporter for Bloomberg News. Francesca is personal finance reporter for Bloomberg News. They're both here with us in the Bloomberg Interactive Brokers studio. Good to see both of you. Tell me about, Paulina, the students who you interviewed for this story.
Yeah, so we talked to about a dozen students who are going to be graduating in 2024, and it's a totally different picture from when they started college. When they were freshmen, they saw graduating seniors, as you mentioned, juggle multiple offers and really get to pick, land their dream jobs, you know, these bang companies, these top firms that everyone talks about, these blockbuster jobs. And now as they're approaching their own graduation, a lot of them are struggling to get interviews. They didn't get the return offers they expected from these really prestigious internships. And others are deciding that maybe they're going to try and take on extra minors and delay their recruitment by going to grad school or extending their graduation dates.
Well, Francesca, let's bring you in a little bit here, too. You know, Paulina mentioned students that have these great internships, and that, you know, as the father of a girl in college right now, a daughter in college, that is the holy grail, right? To get that first internship, you think once you have that item on your resume.
When do they start doing that? Like,
she's looking now.
She's a sophomore.
You got something for her, Tim? You need an intern?
I'll check the Bloomberg website. Right. I don't think we're allowed to do that,
though. Yeah, I don't think so. But I get the impression, maybe even if you had an internship after sophomore, junior year, it's not sort of a golden ticket that it once was. Is that correct?
Yeah, we talked to a lot of students that had done these internships that usually, when I was in school, you had that internship sophomore year, and the idea was your offer is yours to lose. Like, unless you did something horrific, you'd probably get that job and you'd be set since sophomore year. And a lot of these students had these internships this summer and they just didn't give as many offers. These companies are tightening up and students were kind of banking on these offers and are now having to fight in that job market with additional students that didn't even have those internships, and they're competing with people that have had multiple internships at multiple very competitive companies. That makes it even harder for them to get these jobs.
Isn't this, you know, exactly what the Fed wants to see? Not necessarily the fact that, you know, new graduates can't get jobs, but a job market where the applicant doesn't have the control that they had at a time when inflation was running rampant.
I think that this is, you know, a lot. The overall labor market has proven really resilient, and we're still seeing job growth, but it's largely in different sectors, the healthcare sector, hospitality, and leisure. So this is disproportionately impacting college students who tend to go into better paying industries like finance, like tech, and consulting. So this may be what the Fed wants to see, but we haven't really started to see that across the labor market. It's been, the growth has been pretty uneven, and the impacts have been uneven.
You know, that's what I was going to ask. I mean, we're still talking about an economy where the unemployment rate is, what, 3.5, 3.7%, something like that. I mean, lower than any time in our lifetime previous to the pandemic. So is it a matter of, well, maybe companies aren't really laying off aggressively right now, but they're just not expanding like they once were? Is that the sort of the most dangerous thing for a graduate, is not necessarily unemployment spiking and there's layoffs, but just that companies are saying, not this year?
Yeah, definitely. And I think what's really confusing for students is that in years past, they saw these companies go on hiring sprees, like we talked about when they were freshmen, seniors were getting multiple offers at multiple companies. And now it's kind of a slowdown. We talked to someone at Penn that talked about the employers thinking about it like a faucet, like opening and closing it, and they're reacting to these slowdowns and these tightening budgets, and students are feeling that for sure.
And to add to Francesca's point, when you're trying to consolidate your workforce, easiest thing for companies to do is to simply reduce hiring. And that disproportionately impacts people who don't already have jobs or people that are just starting their careers. So that's why we're seeing this impact for a lot of college seniors right now.
Francesca, is there any indication that there could be sort of a macroeconomic tailwind in the environment that we're in right now? I mean, we just had a sort of legendary Federal Reserve press conference from Jay Powell that, by all indications, at least the way the market's interpreting it, the party's back on. Does that mean that, okay, maybe we could see a ton of hiring at these companies again if rates do fall?
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see. These students are definitely hoping for that. And from the people that we talked to, it seems like it could be pretty reactive. Like, as they hired a bunch in the past years, and we've seen some start dates getting delayed as well, which also adds a little bit of tension. So I guess we'll have to wait and see how these companies deal.
Yeah. And Pauline, I'm just curious what the mood of these recent grads is. Are they getting desperate? Are they, you know, getting Mick jobs, as we call them? Are they sort of settling for less, going back to grad school? How are people sort of dealing with this environment?
Yeah, I think that what's interesting is that this is happening to a generation that I think their behaviors maybe defy like what other generations would expect. For us reporting the story out, the prospects look a little bit grim and a little bit bleak, but surprisingly, a lot of the students that we spoke with were really optimistic that they would be able to land something. They still have a couple more months. They have the spring semester to continue recruiting. Some of them are choosing to adjust their expectations. Maybe they're not landing their dream job at a FANG company or at a top bank. Maybe it's a smaller firm. But others who are determined to, you know, land their dream job, like one student that we spoke with, her plan B is to go to grad school. She's not willing to compromise on, you know, the opportunity that she thinks she deserves. And I think that that's what's been really hard for this, the class of 2024, is that they felt like they did everything right.
Yeah. Well, it's a really great story. And congratulations to both of you. Please do come back, hang out with us again. That is Paulina Cachero, personal finance and investing reporter for Bloomberg News. Francesca Maglione is personal finance reporter for Bloomberg News as well. They're here in our Bloomberg Interactive Brokers studio. Check out their story. The class of 2024 can't land jobs as hiring in tech finance wanes. It's on the Bloomberg Terminal and, of course, also at Bloomberg.com. You're listening to and watching Bloomberg Business Week.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.